Good evening, everybody. It's a joy to be with all of us today. And the topic I'm going to share today is about renewing our strength in the Lord. And I'm reminded to keep it short. So I said, don't worry. I'm very short and brief typically. All right. So this was our church theme for this year. And I checked back. The last year was building up the church of Christ. That was Ephesians 2:2-2. And this year is Isaiah 40:31. And this is what it reads. It says here, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint. A very long verse, but it packs so much interesting and wonderful truth that God has for us. And as we break down this verse, you know, some of you may have heard this sharing from me before when I did this on the August on-site sharing, but that was a very small crowd. So 99% of people here have not heard it, right? And I was so very thankful to God for giving me this opportunity to share originally on the first week of 2025. And, you know, it's such a joy to share about God's word and the theme verse for the year. And even though it's not the start of the year anymore, we're coming to the end of the year, we can still look back and count our blessings and name them one by one and how the Lord has blessed us and preserved us and keep us. You know, I always recall what Pastor Charles used to share with us. The devil always points us to our losses and failures. But rather, instead, God, through His Holy Spirit, points us to our successes and blessings. And by God's grace and wonderful providence, this is a very wonderful hymn that reminds us to be grateful for the wonderful things in life and to stop dwelling on the bad. And in fact, I was told there are a lot of people who are very stressed when they visit a doctor. The doctor also tell them, count your successes, don't count your failures, right? And that's what God wants us. Count our many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise us what the Lord has done. And being in the, so with a renewed mindset, as shared to us in Philippians 4:8, God encouraged us, don't live in despair or in fear or in discouragement, especially when we come to the end of the day. The devil's most effective tool is always discouragement. And the discouragement has crippled so many souls by just having them constantly being discouraged or living in anxiety. And what does God want us to do instead? He tells us, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be of any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And I'm certainly sure anything that discourages us and that doesn't fall into any of these Philippians 4:8 category. So as we come to the end of the evening, I want to encourage all of us to not to be discouraged, but look to the Lord and to rest in His word. And that's where we come into the Isaiah 40:31. I like to personalize the verses I come across. It helps me to remember. And as it helps me to remember, it also enables me to share the word with other people. Because once I've personalized it, I've memorized it, I've understand it, and that's where we can guide others as well. And the theme was renewing our strength in the Lord like an eagle. An eagle is a symbol of strength. When I look at the word first, it reminds me of an army camp logo, an eagle ready to strike, right? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And I've pictured this entire verse into the very essence of an eagle. In number one, renew. That's where I remember being energized, right? And the only way to renew our strength is to be energized, right? And number two, how do we energize? You know, when you charge your handphone battery, I know nowadays got quick charge, getting faster, but you still have to wait. And that's where, by energizing to recharge our strength, we need to wait. But wait upon who? Number three, wait upon God. Over here, wait upon God and you will renew your strength. And we come to an L. L stands for what? The run. We are all the lively lifers. You know, every Sunday we are packed with so much lively activities. The car park wardens, the conversations, the young ones. We have the Young Lifers Ministry. We have the Children Ministry. We have so many ministry. We have Coffee Corner. The whole church is bustling with activity. We are lively and we are all running and walking around. And lastly, it tells here 5 for letter E. We do not faint. And when we say we do not faint, I like to picture the image of being enthusiastic, not fainting, but very enthusiastic. And that's how I've personalized this verse for us in this Isaiah 40:31. And hopefully this will also help you to remember what the Lord has provided for us. And E, you know, energize. No, there's no other way to be energized except to be deliberate about it. We can see the King David says, I will enter his gate. It's not when I have time, then I go in. He has purpose in his heart. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. You know, we need to get going, get ourselves moving, and that's how we get energized. A lot of times we say, you know, I'm so tired, I can't move. But you know what the doctor tells us? You are tired because you are not moving. The only way to feel less tired is to get moving. And a lot of doctors, even our latest Prime Minister, Lawrence Wong, encourage us, get moving, keep moving. That will keep us energized. And by moving, you will shift our mood. So in the near future, if you ever get discouraged or sad or lonely or tired, get moving. Even the science tells us, speed of light, energy, speed. If there's no speed, there's no energy, right? So we thank God for energizing us. And A for abide. And that links me to the word wait. The word abide essentially tells us to wait. And it can also imply a sense of remaining or enduring in a place or a situation. So God wants us to wait on Him. Don't run ahead. Don't fall behind. Just walk side by side with God. And just as the song tells us, constantly abiding, Jesus is mine, right? And that's for abiding, waiting. So the first one, we have energized, E, A, for abide. And now we come to G. Who do we abide in? We don't abide with the wrong company. Have you been in conversations whereby the very conversation just simply drains you? There's so much negativity. There's nothing positive about it that after you come out of the conversation, you feel more drained than before. However, when you are conversing with God while you're waiting, cast your cares upon Him. Cast your cares upon God. He cares for you. And when we cast our anxieties, our burdensome, our tiring, God will always make the way for us. And that's why God wants us to wait on God and not wait on anyone else. God is our pacer. God is our, He knows our strength and He knows our weaknesses. And Psalms 27:14, David says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So we got E for being energized. We got A for abiding, waiting God, and G for God. And finally, the second last one, L, E-A-G-L, lively, lifeless. Every Sunday when you see people running around, may this verse come to your mind, Isaiah 40:31. All right, when they are renewed in Christ, in God, every Sunday we are refreshed. And may the Lord find us like lively ants, always crawling around, running around, serving and living for Jesus and for each other, for our fellow brethren, especially in the same household of faith. And finally, we come to the letter E, enthusiasm. I found out the word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word origin of being entus, to be possessed by a God inspired. Are you possessed by God today? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Can people see the fruit of the Spirit in you, because the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. And, you know, it's all wonderful blessings from God. And that's why enthusiastic people are often joyful. And even when facing hard times, we can remember that God will help you to maintain enthusiasm, right? And that's God's promise for us, Isaiah 40:31. And that's how I personalized the theme 2025 for myself. How would you personalize this year's theme verse, or maybe for next year? For myself, it's the eagle, the symbol of strength, to be energized, to be constantly abiding in God, and to be a lively lifer, filled with enthusiasm, serving God in wherever He has called us to serve, right? And that's I pray that this sharing would be an edification to you, and definitely has edified me as well as I prepare for this. Pass the time back to Pastor Greg.